So let's go for AOCBs. Let's go for community councillors. Lorraine?
No, I don't think so. I think I was going to ask John about the volunteer scheme, but he's just covered that. I know it's a bit of a bone of contention at the moment, and probably not a lot can be done under the circumstances just now, but is there anything the council can do about the old church? More so given the circumstances recently, but the state of repair and the fact that, you know, it's having to be boarded up all the time, there's obviously been people in it, there's been kids in it, that kind of thing. Is there anything, I know the contact's been tried to be made in the past with the owners and things, but I think there was a step then that the council could take to enforce something if the owners didn't reply.
Well, you know, obviously if it's insecure, we can secure it and bill the owners if we can trace them properly.
But getting the work done, you know, to it, or getting it something to happen with it. It's such an eyesore that, and it's been lying empty for so long now, you kind of think something needs to be done with it. I don't think it's a case of just boarding it up now. Something needs to happen with it.
I mean, there are, you know, some things that can be done, but these are kind of probably things of last resort. If it was to be, you know, falling down or such like, it's a big, you know, decision to do things like compulsory purchase orders, because what are the council then going to do with it? You know, we don't have the funds to develop it or that kind of thing. So it's not as easy, perhaps, as you think it might be to do something with it. Mm-hmm.
But it probably is only a matter of time before someone gets seriously hurt with it. The building is kind of falling to rack and ruin, and, you know, if there's kids and things, going to be back in it again.
Well, certainly, if it's insecure, it should be secured. And if the grounds can be secured as opposed to the building itself as well, then that's mm-hmm. something that we could take forward, and maybe speak to Norma, because I know Norma's been involved in mm-hmm. things like that in the past. But as far as making it look better, it's not
because we thought the people were in Abu Dhabi, but then I noticed that when the bit in the paper there when it was raided, that it said that the owners were in London.
Yep.
Wherever they got that from.
It could well be that they have
company.
A brass plate somewhere in London, Jean, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure myself who the owners are at the moment.
No.
I can maybe see if there's any way of finding that out and what we can do.
Yeah, I have those contact details somewhere. It might take me a while to dig them out, but we have them from 5 or 6 years ago.
I'm not even sure whose hands it's in there, because it has changed hands and such like. It may be possible to find out who the current owners are.
I'll come back to that. The way the land registry operates nowadays, it should be possible to find them.
Yeah, I would have thought.
But it's not so difficult as it used to be, where everything's tied up in deeds. It's on a registry. Yeah. Ownership is what's on the registry, not what you've got in a piece of paper.
But it could be some company. That's a brass plate in London that you just don't easily find out who's behind that.
I'll check the land registry, and if it's changed hands from the guy who owned 5 or 6 years ago, we'll pick it up on that.
Okay, I'll see what I can find out.